The Errigal Arts Festival is currently on in Donegal. The countywide festival is known for its unusual locations. And in its new show, produced by An Ghréan Onn and the Parabola Theatre rather company, the action takes place on a beach, a ferry, a harbour and in a pub, and in two different counties, Donegal and Derry. So along with the Shakespearean intrigue, there's bound to be a lot of Brexit innuendo afoot. The show is called Shaking the Tale, The Winter's Tale, and actor Cathal Stephen, who plays Lord Antigonus, joins me now on the line. And given all those locations, Cathal, the first question I have to ask is, joins me on the line from where?
I'm actually on the line from the Bordís Giwara Fishing School in Greencastle, which is where the show started and where the show almost ended.
Yeah, so there was a performance earlier on today, and you make that journey over the period of the show. Just to remind us of the Winter's Tale, it's basically the story of two friends, two kings, who one becomes jealous of the other. That's what's at the heart of it, isn't it?
He becomes jealous of another, and he indeed even suspects the other of being
impregnating
the father,
his wife.
Impregnating his wife, you put it correctly, yes. Okay. And he flies into a rage and sends his wife to prison, where she dies. And
a child is born.
Man tells me, and a child is born before she dies, sends me, who is one of his courtiers, under oath to abandon the child on the shores of Bohemia. And in this production, County Donegal plays the role of Sicilia, and County Derry plays the role of Bohemia.
Right, so Sicilia is where basically the nasty king is, if we like. And Bohemia then, Derry, is that a much wilder, freer type of place?
Well, it certainly is. McGilligan, which is just across Loch Foyle from Greencastle, is where the action takes place. First on the beach, then in the sand dunes, and then by a Martello tower before the action returns to on the Greencastle ferry to Sicilia again.
Hugely, hugely demanding, I would have thought, in terms of both the actors and the audience, in fact, here. How long did it's a round trip, obviously. You start and on the Donegal side, you cross over the water and you're back
in
the
Donegal. Yeah,
you cross over Loch Foyle and you're back in Donegal then. What?
That's right.
3 or 4 or 5 hours later?
We started at 12:30 and we finished just before 6 o'clock. But the audience is fed on the way. In fact, they're fed twice. They're fed in Bohemia and they're fed in Sicilia.
Well, now hold on a little minute, given the current situation. So are they paying in euro in one jurisdiction and in sterling in the other? And how does all that work out?
Well, I think they pay in euro. However, they have to change their currency as they're going in the ferry on their way across. And they also have to show their passports that entitle them to enter Bohemia. But that's all taken care of on the ferry as we travel across.
All right, okay. So
they're given the appropriate money so they can have the right currency for Bohemia.
For whatever particular jurisdiction they're in at any moment during the show itself. And
that's
for the
right.
actors to perform, you know, on a beach, on a ferry itself, in all those different locations, how difficult is that?
Well, it's difficult, but it's tremendous fun because every scene is different and the environment is different, and the environment becomes part of the show, and indeed the audience becomes part of the show. So the audience is not a traditional audience watching what's happening. They're participating in it by being amongst the actors as the actors perform.
And do the audience have to sing the national anthems of both Sicilia and Bohemia?
Well, they can if they know the words.
And I presume
the actors all know the words.
Right, and I presume it is the Irish and British national anthems that are substituted. Actual national anthems invented.
They were written specifically for the show,
right.
By Guy Lejeune, one of the writer in residence at the Green On Theatre.
Now, the Winter's Tale famously contains the most famous of all Shakespeare's directions, exit pursued by a bear. And that is your character who has to do that.
Indeed it is. I'm Antigonus, who, having abandoned the baby on the shores, the desert shore in Bohemia, I am indeed pursued by a bear. But may I say, before you say anything else, I think we want to keep the details of that is secret for the audience tomorrow. We don't want to break the news to them too soon.
Well, I guess I suppose it depends on whether he's exiting with or without a deal pursued by Adair, yeah?
Well, there was no deal, I'm afraid, and I'm afraid he comes to a hard end. I'm left abandoned on the beach.
Does the whole Brexit debate feed into the way the production is made, Cathal?
Oh, very much so. It can't not. And I think I heard murmurings amongst audience members to that effect as we travelled across on the boat. It's so obvious because we're talking about two countries in this case that have so much in common, but are also politically different. And there's no doubt about it. And I think that's why this play was chosen at this time.
Yeah, and you've one more performance, I think, is tomorrow. Again, I presume this depends on tides and all the rest because the ferry's involved. Well, is it 12:30 again tomorrow?
12:30 again tomorrow in Greencastle, yes.
All right, 12:30 and national anthems and passports will be provided.
And the national anthems will be accompanied by a brass band.
That's everything. And a bear of some kind, obviously. That's Cathal Stevens there speaking to me about Shaking the Tail, The Winter's Tale, a very different version of the Shakespearean story. You can find out full details on eaf.ie.